Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Section 10 podcast. Here are your hosts, Jared Carabas, Coley Mick, and Steve Peral.
What's up and welcome back to the Section 10 podcast, episode 285, presented by Barstool Sports. It is the home of your third place Boston Red Sox. My name is Jared Carabas, and I am a certified G and a bona fide stud, and you can't teach that. Bada boom. Realest guys in the room. Steve, how you doing?
What up, Section 10 of the building?
In the motherfucking building. Have I at any point been able to say anything higher than third place? Because I feel like when they took second place, it was for like a day or two. I don't know if we
they were did in a second place. Yeah, they were in second place by like a half game for like one day.
Yeah,
and I think we had a pod that day. So I think you did say second place very briefly.
Did?
Yeah, and then they weren't in second place, so then you had to say third place.
Right. Because that's what happened.
That's what happened. You have to say what happens.
Right.
That's basically what we do on here. Like, it's a Red Sox podcast, and then we say what happened.
Right.
And splice in a little commentary.
I think that's probably been the most annoying thing about this season, is having to say third place every fucking podcast.
But yeah, this is the month where they climb back into second.
Yep.
So, let's get out there.
I mean, they were last place up until April 9th. Then they were in fourth place, back down to last place on April 16th. Fourth place by April 20th. There you go.
Mm.
They were in fourth place until they finally took over third place on May 4th. I'll never forget that day. May the 4th be with you.
Yeah, Star Wars Day. There you go.
Yep. I actually watched Star Wars for the first time over this weekend.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I want to talk about it.
All right.
I watched episode 6.
You started with 6?
Yeah, I mean, it was on TV. I didn't, like, choose. I wasn't like, hey, I'm going to fucking watch Star Wars today. It just was on.
You didn't wake up going, hey, it's Star Wars Day. Here we go.
I didn't do that. Kind of just was like, oh, I'm at Bob Fox's apartment and Trent's asleep. So I guess that means we're watching Star Wars. So I did.
All right, that makes sense. If you would preface with the Bob Fox thing, I assume he just has Star Wars on loop in his place.
Yeah. So May the 4th, that was when we were in Chicago.
Yes, that was my favorite weekend of the year.
Yeah, we were in. That was probably the only time I had fun this year. That was the third. They lost on a walk-off in that first game. Then they won the next three. But it was that second game, the 15-2 game. That had to have been the Ice Horse game, right?
Yes, that was the Ice Horse game. Two ding-dongs.
Yep, so they took over third place on May 4th. And let's see, a lot of third. Second! July 23rd, they were in second place. July 23rd, they were in second place. Woo! Look at that. And then right back to third place the next day. Oh, second place again on July 27th. And they've been in third place ever since. So,
I mean, what are the feelings though coming out of the West Coast trip?
I don't know if you saw my blog.
I saw your tweet.
Yeah, my tweet about the blog. You saw the tweet about the blog.
Yes.
You didn't see the blog, but you saw the part that I'm talking about.
7-2.
Seven. You got to go 7-2 there. What'd they do, Steve?
They went 7-2.
They went 7-2. So I said, here's what you got to do, and then that's what they did. I mean, maybe I should have said, you guys got to go 9-0.
Yeah.
Maybe they would have done that instead. Like, just because I said, you guys got to go 7-2. Like, that's the bar, you know?
Yeah, I'd say if you're writing anything today, just you're make like, the entire theme 6-0. Got to go 6-0.
Yeah. Got to go 6-0 against the division-leading Twins and Yankees. No problem.
That is the rough part. I know you go on the West Coast trip and you want everything to go as smoothly as possible, win as many games as you can. I think people don't factor in how hard it is to sweep. I don't think any team has ever, any Sox team that we've ever followed, has just like swept a West Coast trip of like 7+ games. That rarely happens. And this was what, 9 games? You go 7-2. That's impressive.
That's pretty good.
They've looked good. I mean, obviously,
well,
the
part
bullpen's...
of the 7-2 is also the scheduled walk-off. Everyone knew the scheduled walk-off game.
Yes, and that was going to be a part of it. And it was very weird that MLB wasn't counting that towards the standings. Like, I suppose it's because the game happened earlier, but when did the game finish? The game finished last week, so that, that's when it... that was annoying. But yeah, you go 7-2 in the last nine. The offense is still one of the best in baseball. The bullpen's obviously a little shaky. There are some guys that are performing well. Workman... yikes, what was that? That's what kind of killed me, is that people were like, no, man, you can't blame Workman. He's been really good. I can blame a pitcher for walking the first two guys in the ninth inning. Sorry.
Yeah, you can't do that.
That you can't do that. And it's like, oh, but he was due for one of these. It's like, Workman's had like a 5 ERA in his last like 2 weeks. So he's had a couple of these. So it's like, let's not, I understand he's been great this year, but I want to expect
you
the most
understand
of my
it?
Players. I do understand it. But Jared,
what do you mean? What do you understand? Well,
Jared.
What?
I want to expect the most from my players when it matters most, and that's in September.
That's in Anaheim. When you go to Anaheim and you walk in the Big A, you know it's fucking game time.
The lights are brighter in the Big A. Everyone's been saying that for
years. Yeah, I've been saying that for a long time.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though, Steve.
Got to perform. Yeah.
Did you hear that stat that Stat Masterson had on the broadcast?
Likely. Which one?
I think it was something like the Red Sox have lost 7 games when leading after 7 innings.
I thought he said 9. He might have said 9 after 7.
I bet you, is it 9? I thought you said after they've lost 7 games when leading after 9 innings, and I was like, well, I don't know.
This team would find a way to lose 7 games when leading
like,
after 9.
We're leading after 9 innings, so we lose? Yes.
Yeah. What? No, it's just because your bullpen was trash, and we just can't award a win to a team that just gave up 4 runs but still held on. Yeah.
Your starter gave up 6 runs. Like, that's got to be a loss.
Yeah. We have more runs than... No. It's because... No, you don't deserve...
You have more runs, but I mean, like, it looked bad.
And that's when the core is like, nah, no, good point. We lose.
We lose.
Congrats, guys.
You fucking lost. I mean... How did you lose when you have more runs than the other team, guys? Come on. Figure it out.
But, hey, we'll get them tomorrow. All right?
We got to salvage the fucking series tomorrow.
We've won every game, but we have to sweep this, and we're not going to sweep if we keep losing after having more runs in the ninth. They think the players are looking up like, what?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about? Isn't the point to have more runs after that? Dude. More
the
runs.
Score was 14-13 Red Sox, but you had Sale go out there and give up 7 damn runs. We lost. Okay, the league looked at it. We lose. That's it.
The review just came back. Loss. Damn it.
Loss.
Damn it. Bitch. That would be wild if it's like even if you have more runs, the opposing team can appeal that like one of their players just had a really bad game.
Yeah. They
deserve to lose.
Red Sox won 14-13, but like fucking Josh Reddick hit for the cycle, so they give it to the Astros. They're like, come on.
Yeah, it was a terrible start. Sox started down like 7-1, and they gave up a cycle. So even though you finished with more runs, you lost.
Yeah, I mean, like yesterday, Toronto versus Houston, Justin Verlander. If fucking Toro doesn't hit that 2-run homer.
And two outs,
Yeah, Verlander throws 9 no-hit innings, but then the Blue Jays walk it off in the bottom of the 10th. They're like, yeah, but the Astros still win.
The Astros won the game. Come on. I was trying to look up the last time that that's happened, that you've had a pitcher go more than 9 innings of no-hit ball,
Pedro?
And the game's not over. Was it Pedro? Because, like, wouldn't we have heard? I feel like we would have heard about it if that had happened since then. So it might have been Pedro back in the Expos, but... but yeah, that was crazy. But overall, Jared, I got one main point to make here.
What about it? York Beach?
Yeah. You go there, right? And it's like, what a peaceful place, because you feel like you're just in your own area. You don't have to worry about anything else. You put the cell phone away. I mean, you wouldn't get service anyway, so you can have the cell phone on you. And you're just kind of laying out, you know, and it's great. And then the ice cream man comes.
Yeah, there's a lot of ice cream men up there.
So that was it. No, my main point is I am so done with like the season's over, man. People, dude, the season's over. Dude, what are you flipping at? The season's over. The season's not over. We invest too much time.
It's not over for like even like the Royals and the Orioles.
I know. Technically, there are some teams that still are alive that are for sure not. The Red Sox still have a chance of making the playoffs. Here's the deal. People are mixing that up with me thinking they're going to make like some big playoff run.
You think they're going to make a playoff run?
Hell no. The point of what we do.
You don't think so?
The point of what we do is to root for the Red Sox to make the playoffs. That's kind of what we do.
Yeah.
And so I am going to do that until they realistically don't have a chance of making the playoffs. They still realistically have a chance of making the playoffs. So all the season's over. The season's over, man. Dude, the season's over, dude. Like, do you get a prize for that? Like, people say that as if they get some, like, reward for, oh, come on down. You have declared the season over. Come get your teddy bear. You don't get a prize.
I would be pissed if that
I know.
Was
what prize do you think that these people think they get? Because they're acting. All right, fine. But, like, the season's not over. Enough. It's not over.
It's not over. Here's the thing. Other teams, there have been teams that have overcome deficits greater than the one that the Red Sox currently face.
Yeah, 7.5, 8.
What was that, the
five.
Cardinals? Cardinals did that?
Yeah, Cards were, like, 8 back. And,
yeah.
The Rockies one surprised me because they were only 3.5 back. I thought they were way further back. But, no, after today, I mean, hey, could be 4.5. A's
could
in
be
the,
four, hey.
The or the it Rays could, and the Indians played today.
It could happen.
It could happen. Believe in this team. They're what? They're still the hottest team in the last 2 weeks, right?
I mean, they're winning games, Steve. What are they, fucking 11 out of their last 14 or some shit like that?
Yes, that is correct.
11 out of 14?
Season's over, man.
I mean, the Red Sox are red hot, and everyone's talking about the season being over. I staunchly disagree. How's that for a word?
Same. Yeah, I was trying to figure that one out.
I vehemently deny these claims. That the Red Sox season's over. It's not.
Do you have any more long words? These are good words.
No, that's probably it.
All right. But season's not over.
It's just not over. You get the Minnesota Twins for 3. You get the New York Yankees for 4. And I already said this before. I got to say this again. Who the fuck made the schedule that has the Red Sox exclusively playing 4-game series against the Yankees? They play the Yankees, it's a 4-game series. This is like 3 4-game series in a row against the Yankees.
I think it's 8 in a row. Yeah, if you take the London one out, it's 8 or 10 in a row of 4-game series. I don't know what's up with it, man. It's weird. It's very weird.
Crazy!
Also, it just you know how much it takes out of these guys. These series. Sox, Yankees, and then you got to do 4. Like, come on now. I'd be more down to sprinkle in some 2-gamers. What are your thoughts on 2-game series? I don't really like them that much.
It's kind of like when you're having sex and then
I knew this was coming.
It's kind of like when you're having sex and then like you just stop. You're like, "All right." And then you just kind of like look at each other and you're like,
"Is that it?
Did you finish? No. Did you? No. All right, well, I'm leaving."
All right, well, bye, I guess.
Yeah, you can't. You gotta finish. You gotta.
That is exactly. No, that's a good point. That's exactly what a 2-game series is.
We've gathered here today to have sex.
Yeah.
And if we don't do that, then why did we gather here today?
Yeah, to hang out? Come on.
Yeah. I'm not here to hang out. And you know that. All right?
Is that what you told the Rockies? Like, guys.
Yeah.
I'm here to have sex.
I'm here to have sex, and guess what? If you don't make that happen, I'm out of here.
That's why you left Colorado.
That's why I left. Everyone's like, "Hey, you coming to Anaheim?" I was like, "No, no, no, I'm not."
Didn't have any sex.
Nope.
Oh man, this year has been a lot.
It's a lot.
I thought you fell asleep for a second for that 15-inning game.
No, I was wide awake. I didn't fucking end up going to sleep until like 5 a.m. that night. I was so wired from like staying up for the game that even after it ended, I was up for like another hour and a half.
Yeah, it was. That was so frustrating. It's like, just don't walk the first two guys in the ninth inning. And Workman's been great. I saw Stat Masterson had something saying that Workman's opponent slugging percentage is like 147 or something like that. He said that's the fourth lowest in MLB history.
Oh.
Like, what? Mm-hmm. So, It is hard to get, you know, to go against workmen like that and to rip him for
anything.
It's
only the walks. The walks.
But the walks is the thing. If he doesn't walk guys, he's like maybe the greatest pitcher of all time, basically with these stats. So
if he doesn't walk anybody, he's basically like fucking 2013 Koji Uehara.
Yes. No, it's true. It's true, because he's not going to overpower you, but he's going to slice and dice you. And
that sounds like a fucking homicide.
I know, and then they couldn't... Yeah, if he sliced and diced him, they couldn't have him in the pen, because he'd murder.
Yeah, he'd be in prison.
Yeah. So hopefully he doesn't do that, but it is hard to get on.
Like Lucas Urbina.
Yeah, dude, jeez. But that game had loss written all over it, and then Mookie comes up. Somebody had to hit a shot. The way they were going, they basically got no hit for like 8 innings. Somebody had to hit a solo bomb, and Mookie does it. I mean, he's always there for you.
But the thing top is four that he of this lineup. 4-2.
I know, he did it twice.
He did it twice in the same game. So you figure you open the game with a home run, and then you close the game with a home run. That's pretty cool.
In our lifetime, have the Red Sox had a more productive top four of the lineup?
Probably the 2003.
Who was leading off in 03? Was Miller leading off? Oh, Damon's leading off. Where was Bill Miller? He was low in that lineup, wasn't he?
He was hitting ninth. He won the batting title out of the nine hole. He 26 as the number nine hitter.
I think that team's collective average was like 500.
Yeah. I mean, they broke all kinds of offensive records that year.
Yeah. But, I mean, this is insane, though. If you go from Mookie to Devers to Xander to JD, like, that's ridiculous.
I'm trying to think. Second? I don't know. I mean, like, Nomar probably hit second on that team. It was Damon, Nomar, Manny Ortiz.
Who's Manny Ortiz? Was that...
Manny Ortiz, he was from Puerto Rico, and he had that 50 homer. See, he only hit like 220, but he still hit 50 homers.
Oh, that's right. That was the guy that struck out a lot, but hit a lot of home runs.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I'll never forget Manny Ortiz.
He was only here for 03, though.
That was it. He actually wasn't even in the league again after that.
Well, I mean, like the year before, he had 2 home runs, and then he came to the Red Sox in 03 and hit 50.
Yeah, he hit 50. And he was like, all right, well, that's how I want to go out.
Yeah. Oh, he retired. That's right. He retired. Yeah. That's right. Manny Ortiz.
That guy was nuts.
You never knew what he was going to say.
No. Sometimes they would ask him after the game, like, hey, Manny Ortiz, what do you think about that at bat? And he was like, fuck you, motherfucker. It was
like, okay. Yeah, the media, right. I remember the media stopped talking to him after a couple games. Like, no, don't go to that guy.
Yeah. He was crazy. He would always wear fucking those flamingo shorts in the clubhouse.
Right. That's right.
Those were a staple.
I remember Buckley went up to him one game, and he was just asking him something super common. He was just like, what was that play about in the thing? And whew, he pulled out a sword. And he just like cut his fucking head off.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, Buck, get out of there.
I don't think Buck knew.
He didn't know yet. He was still over, and you know he almost got his head sorted off.
Yeah, I mean he had that reputation in the winter leagues. He played in the Caribbean series, and there was one at bat where it was the bottom of the ninth, and he came up, and it was bases loaded in a 2-run game, and instead of going up to the plate with a bat, he put a knife up to his own throat and dared the pitcher to throw him a strike. And he ended up walking him to walk in a run. So it was only a 1-run. They ended up losing, but he put him on base. It was crazy. I've never seen anything like
that. He was just standing there like this?
With a knife to his own throat, yeah.
And so the guy had to, like, walk him or else
he was like, I'm not pitching to this guy. So, yeah.
Because he didn't want to have... Because that actually would have been technically... that would have been, like, a murder, right?
I guess.
Because it's your fault if he dies.
Probably manslaughter. He'd probably get off of manslaughter.
Like assisted manslaughter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, the rest of that lineup, yeah, you had Nomar.
Trot Nixon.
Poppy, obviously, his first year. It was kind of funny that they had Manny Ortiz and David Ortiz. I don't know if they're related.
Right. Kevin Millar. Todd Walker.
That lineup was loaded, yeah.
Jason Veritek.
Top of this lineup's got so many boppers. We just got boppers.
Jason Veritek hit 25 homers and 31 doubles that year.
That's kind of ridiculous. That's probably just a forgotten like thing.
I mean, like, oh, yeah, everyone fucking mashed that year. Like, look at Kevin Millar. 25 homers, 30 doubles, 96 RBIs. Like, does anyone remember Kevin Millar hitting fucking 25 homers, 30 doubles, and driving in 96 runs?
Yeah. Then you see a 2,500 guy, like, what, Millar? Huh?
Nomar, 28 homers, 37 doubles, 105 RBIs. Everyone hit.
Yeah, team was loaded.
Bill Miller, 19 homers, 45 doubles. He had a 398 on base percentage, won the batting title 326, a 938 OPS. Manny hit 325, 427 on base percentage, 1014 OPS, drove in 104 runs, 36 doubles, 37 homers. What a team. David Ortiz, hey, I've never really played baseball before. 31 homers, 39 doubles, 101 RBIs, 961 OPS.
That's madness. So I'm trying to remember this.
Trot Nixon, 28 homers, 24 doubles. Trot Nixon's OPS was higher than David Ortiz's.
That's crazy. True. Wait, so I'm trying to remember how this all went down in the last series. So Bill Miller and Manny, I'm seeing, didn't start in the last game. Second to last game, Manny went 0 for 2.
They did. The game that they clinched the wild card is when they like started to rest them, I think.
Yeah, I'm just seeing Devil Rays. The last game was the 28th of September. And Miller and Manny didn't start that game. I think Bill Miller had like a 1-point lead. And he pinch hit for Ortiz late in the game and didn't get a hit and like barely stayed ahead of Manny in the batting title race. Like if I'm Bill Miller in that situation, it's like I can't. Sorry, man. I'm so sick.
My fucking ribs, man. If I take one swing, I'm gonna snap in half, Skip.
Oh man, and the ribs thing just created a back issue. Yeah. Oh man. Oh.
I'll ass
be good. The back issue has created an issue in my ass.
Skip my ass. How am I supposed to run the bases with my ass like this?
Oh man. Oh, it's getting up near my dick. Oh, it's like, dude, I get it. I won't put you in there.
Yeah. All right. You want to win the batting title. We get it, dude.
My toes! Second, Bill!
Toes. Bill. Oh, my esophagus, Skip. Oh, my uvula.
We're not pinch hitting you. You're good. You're good. You're already good.
You're fine.
By the way, I'll be good tomorrow, but
oh, fuck. This whole day has been a nightmare.
Oh, man. You know those days that happen. Like, okay, man, we fucking get it.
Get it, bro.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
What else? Sox, right?
Yeah. So the Sox. Here's what I was thinking about the Sox. The fact that like Chris Sale has been gone, and they've just won fucking 11 out of 14. I'm surprised that we haven't heard any like, bro, the Red Sox are better without Chris Sale. We gotta trade him this offseason.
Well, I think the people that are loyally watching right now are the loyal supporters that aren't like the dickhead season is over guys. The season is over guys would say trade Sale. But yeah. Those guys are likely not tuning in to the 10 p.m. games in Anaheim.
Here's the thing. I think the season is over guys are the fans that probably didn't turn in to the season until like September last year.
Yeah.
Like, if your season is over, guy, then you're like a spoiled fan that is like, oh, well, if they're not going to fucking win the World Series, then what's the point? Let's go Pats.
Fuck. That is the thing. Like, you are going to lose, if you haven't already, the Pats people. Like, the dedicated Pats people. Like, obviously we are, too. But, like,
later.
I'm saying the
I don't
solo
care.
Pats, you know, Tom Brady cats.
Yeah, that's
which is fine. That's totally fine. That's September funny. September is normally the fans that really matter were literally every game is a playoff game. We haven't had that yet. Wait, dude, this is the first time in Section 10 history we've had September where, like, every night they need to win. So this is going to be interesting to follow. But you really have to go. You have to go 5-1 against the Twins and the Yankees. That's the rough part about this week. There's going to be.
What's
this
week has potential.
I'm going to play devil's advocate here. This is going to be a big season is over guy week. Because if they like split against the Twins and Yankees, which isn't on paper like terrible, you're splitting against two division leaders, then there's a really good chance that the math is going to be rough after this week. So if you're a season is over guy, this could be your week. I hope it isn't, because the Sox basically have to go like 5-1.
I don't think it is. I think the Red Sox, Steve. By the way, it's seven games. It's four and three. Yeah.
Am I bad at math? I'm saying I consider the week like Monday to Sunday. I meant by like our next show.
Yeah, but
there's six games from now until like our next Monday show.
Yeah, but seven games.
It's a seven game homestand.
Yes. Seven game homestand.
Just in case you were wondering at home, it's a seven game
homestand. Seven game homestand.
Yes.
Sox going 5-2.
Yeah, they could. But Sox, what is that? Wouldn't 5-2, considering who the other teams are playing, wouldn't 5-2 just get you like still five games back in the wild card?
I mean, it's better to not gain any ground than to lose ground.
That is super true. And then you get to play the Blue Jays three times, so.
Yeah, I mean, like this homestand is basically like, it's like a lava pit. You just got to jump over it.
That's what I was saying.
There's nothing here that's, you know, there's no mushroom.
Yeah.
There's no star that you can get, but you can jump over the lava pit and keep that ass moving.
For all those Red Sox fans that do believe, that listen to this show, the key date on here is September 20th. That is the four-game series against the Rays. You need to be, I think, no worse than three games back by September 20th, if you want a chance.
September 20th?
No worse than three back by September 20th.
No worse than three back by September 20th.
No worse than three back by September 20th, if you want a chance.
Well, that's when they play the Rays.
Four times.
Four fucking times.
And you're also going to need the Indians or the A's to fall off here. There's a lot that needs to happen. Basically, just
fall off.
Well, the standings, not like a cliff. Basically, Red Sox win every game this month, dude.
If they win every game, they got a pretty good shot.
Fucking win all the games, bro.
If the Red Sox don't make the playoffs, are you gonna be sad?
Yeah, I'll be sad, but it's gonna be a comfortable October. October's so fun. It's like nice weather. It's like getting a little. It's like hoodies, you know.
Red Sox aren't gonna lose.
No, they're gonna win all the games.
They're gonna. Hey, Steve.
Hmm.
Red Sox are making the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree.
Speak it into existence, Steve. Say it.
The Red Sox are going to make the playoffs.
Red Sox are going to make the playoffs.
Yep.
The Red Sox are going to make the playoffs.
The Red Sox are going to make the playoffs.
They got to make the playoffs.
They got to, so they're going to.
They're going to do it.
They're going to do it. Got to do it. Going to do it.
They've been playing their best baseball when they realized, hey, we got to make the playoffs. And then everyone was like, whew, you're right. And now look at them. They're making the playoffs.
They get it. They got to do it. They're going to do it. Got to do it. Going to do it.
They're going to do it. They got to do it.
Got to do it. Going to do it. Go Sox.
Sox. I'm happy that they're at least trying. If they
they're
didn't
giving it,
make
they're,
it.
They are trying their damn hardest, and that's all we can ask for.
Right. You know what else I could ask for? Seats to a tickets sports concert.
What was that?
That was a confusing process to try and say that.
That was a confusing process. Almost as confusing as when you're trying to find tickets online to a sports or a concert. I think that's what you were getting at. But the solution for that is SeatGeek. SeatGeek is now the presenting sponsor of the Section 10 podcast for the 2019 season. Everything about SeatGeek is designed to make life easier for the sports and the music fans. SeatGeek does all the price comparison for you by searching multiple ticket sites and ensuring that you get the best possible deal. SeatGeek does all the work and you save time and money, bitch. And SeatGeek wants to help you get the most bang for your buck. That's why every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade based on value. You will immediately see any underpriced seats and be able to find the best deals that fit your budget. Best of all, our listeners get an instant $10 off their first SeatGeek purchase. To get your $10 off tickets, download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, click add a promo code, enter promo code section10, that's section 10. SeatGeek will immediately take $10 off your first ticket purchase. Download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code section10 today. Big coupon, bitch. We do have some DMs, unless you had anything else to get to there. Big week coming up.
It's a big week. I mean, the fact that the Red Sox have gone on this run with essentially no, they have like a three-man rotation.
They don't have pitchers. The Red Sox have kept their season alive, and obviously you can say that to whatever degree you want. They're five games back in the wild card, but they've kept their season alive with no pitchers.
None.
It's just like, oh, hey, do you want to pitch for the Red Sox? Come on down, buddy. Here you go. Here's a ball, Josh Taylor. Josh Smith.
They have no pitching.
No pitching whatsoever.
That's no starters.
I do think this is like the most intimidating top four hitters they've had in our lifetime. 0-3 would be right there, but like, if you're a pitcher and you go up against Mookie, Devers, Xander, and JD, what do you do? Like, you can't really fool any of them.
No.
And you can't put them on because the guys behind them will mash. If only Mitchie was really bopping.
He's just going to, like, bop.
Yeah, I need him to bop, but he's kind of like, meh. Beep. I need him to bop, but he's like,
beep. You want him to beep, bop.
Yeah, but he's like, right now he's just like, boop.
Yeah. He kind of was bopping in April.
I know. Then he got hurt, and now we're here. But, oh, well, this lineup's still amazing. I think they're going to make the playoffs. We do have some DMs.
There was a time in April when Mitch Moreland was probably the front runner for the American League MVP.
Yeah, there was. Every night he had a home run or a double.
Or like a fucking walk-off. He was just clutch.
Yeah.
Like that road trip would have been so much worse if it wasn't for Mitch Moreland. Like, do you remember that?
He gave the team every night.
Yeah, like the four games that they won were all because Mitch Moreland.
Everyone was complaining about how bad the Red Sox were. I'm like, they'd literally have no wins if Mitch Moreland wasn't on the team.
Yeah. I think look at those.
If you have to carry an entire MLB roster, I'm sure that takes a lot out of you. He used all his energy to keep the Red Sox alive in the first 3 weeks. So that's why he's not performing.
I'm looking at the numbers right now. In this season, 2019, combined, Rafael Devers, JD Martinez, Xander Bogaerts, Mookie Betts, combined, are hitting .309 with a .384 on base percentage and a .947 OPS combined.
Yeah, it's insane.
That's four guys combining for an OPS of almost .950.
It's insane.
That's pretty good.
I'd say very good.
What? How good would you say?
Wicked good, kid.
Wicked good, dude.
Sox lineups, wicked, mega good. Sox pitching, mega wicked bad.
I mean, Mookie's the only one that's not hitting .300 out of that group. He's hitting .287. That was like after, what, he hit .340 something last year?
He sucks.
Well, here's the thing, Steve. It's that time.
DM?
No.
Damn it.
It's that time of the year where we've got to put our nuts on the table. It's kind of like we're all in. We're pushing.
I don't want to put my nuts on the table. I want to keep my pants on, Jared.
No, you can take them out of the zipper.
Ah, fine.
That's what this feeling feels like. It's like we've been playing poker April, May, June, July, August. We've been in the game. I mean, we haven't gotten eliminated, right? We haven't gotten eliminated. That's true. Five months, we've been at the poker table. But this seven-game stretch against the Minnesota Twins and the New York Yankees, it feels like we're saying, all right, all in.
Chips are going in.
All in. The chips are in. And you could double up here. You could double up over this stretch. You can survive this. But
or you could die.
There's a chance that this seven-game stretch, you could go all in and be like, ah.
There's a chance you're going to be yelling at the guy across the table who's taking all your chips, and security's going to be dragging you out by your feet.
That's what this seven-game stretch is. That's what it is.
Buckle up. All in.
We're all in right now. We're all in.
Oh, man, this year sucks.
This year has been just...
This has been hard.
This has been hard.
You are in that spot where we've talked about this for a month now. I feel like we've just kind of been in the same limbo of, like, you're not out of it, but you're not in it. So that's where we're at. and it's a stupid place to be. It's maybe might be a Stranger Things thing where you're kind of stuck, like you're kind of in the Upside Down, but you're kind of it's like Will. Like Will was in the Upside Down.
Mm-hmm.
But then they got him and they brought him back to like life, but like he still had like fucking like worms in him and stuff.
Yeah.
So like he was still kind of underneath, but kind of on top. Red Sox are kind of in it, kind of out of it, and it's like I'm so sick of it. We do have some DMs.
You buy those Stranger Things shoes?
Yeah, I fucking love them. They're my favorite shoes. I lit them up a little bit. Got the lighter going.
So you lit them on fire.
I have no idea how Nike, how this is like legal. You're encouraging a lot of kids watch Stranger Things, right?
Yep.
A lot of kids are into the sneaker game.
Yep.
So if I'm doing the math right, a lot of kids probably got these Stranger Things shoes and are pulling their mom's or dad's lighter out and lighting up their shoes. That's going to go poorly. I'm surprised you haven't heard of kids burning their hands off yet. And I don't know how that's not a lawsuit going to Nike, because I almost burned my hand burning mine. And I'm a grown-up kid. So
I haven't heard of any kids burning themselves, but I have heard of Postmates.
Nice. Yeah. Me too, Jared.
Yep.
It's kind of like it's kind of like it's kind of like when you need red wine at
red wine.
When you need red wine.
When you need that red wine.
It's kind of like when you need red wine at 4 p.m.
Yeah.
Sushi at 9 p.m.
Yep.
A breakfast burrito at 8 a.m. Wow, this person needs a lot of stuff. And ibuprofen.
Ibuprofen? Ibuprofen, Steve?
Ibuprofen? How the hell do you say that? Is it ibuprofen?
Ibuprofen.
Ibuprofen. At 10 a.m. Postmate it. Postmates is your personal food delivery, grocery delivery, whatever kind of delivery service all year round. Anything you're craving, Postmates can deliver. They're the largest on-demand network in the U.S. and offer delivery from all the restaurants, grocery, and convenience stores and traditional retailers you could possibly want or need. No more trips to the store. You don't even have to know where the store is. Postmates will deliver anything to you. Download the app for iOS or Android for free. Browse local restaurants and businesses and track your delivery in real time. For a limited time. I think this is crazy. Every time. Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use promo code Section 10. That's code Section 10. Postmate it. Download Postmates and save with code Section 10. You can even save on ibuprofen.
Ibuprofen?
Ibuprofen. Ibuprofen? Ibuprofen.
Why?
How do you say it?
Ibuprofen.
Ibuprofen.
And you get ibuprofen.
Wash it down with red wine. That was something.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of reminds me of Manscaped.
Yeah, it does. I was just going to say that.
Support. Oh, God, that's a rough one for me to read. Support for Rocket comes from Manscaped, who is number one in men's below the belt grooming. Manscaped offers precision engineered tools for your family jewels, meaning your wiener.
Oh.
Manscaped has redesigned.
Ball, Steve?
Jared, they have redesigned the electric
trim. Shave your ball, Steve?
Their lawnmower 2.0. Lawnmower, really? Is there that much hair that you got to mow a lawn down there?
I mean, think about like before the first time that you kind of like got it under control. I mean, like when. There's a lot happening there.
Oh, it was the wild forest.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's the goddamn Amazon.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, you're like chopping through that. It's rough. Anyway, manscaping accidents are finally a thing of the past.
This time, it's kind of like you got to use like scissors the first time.
The first time you like nick to you, it's like, and then you see a little red, you're like, oh no, I'm dead.
It's just like you got to trim it down, being like, ah, oh, I mean, This is like a fucking ponytail.
Yeah. manscaping accidents, Jared, they're a thing of the past. Don't use the same trimmer on your face that you're using on your balls. Am I right? That's just nasty. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code ROCKET at manscaped.com. Always use the right tools for the job. Your balls will thank you. Manscaped.com. Promo code ROCKET. 20% off. That'll do it for pre-DM stuff. Do we do have some DMs?
Hell yeah, we do. Let's get it.
Come on, eh? Got some red wine.
Some red wine. Wine.
Got DMs.
Are you going to any of the games on the homestand, Steve?
Oh, yes. So, here's the deal, folks. To everyone listening.
Get on the DM, bitch!
It goes down in the DM.
Down in the DM, as always, brought to you by Ronald's Napkins. They clean your fucking face. First one comes in from Laura.
Oh, Laura. Ooh, hey, baby. What's up, girl? Where you been, Laura? I'd like to fucking break some Laura's for you.
Poof. Hey, guys. What do you think of Yelich's nudes and the body issue? And which Red Sox player would you most likely or would most likely pose nude for a magazine? I feel like Brock would do it as kind of a funny.
I mean, Xander kind of already has.
Yeah, true. Yeah, Xander's the top candidate. I'm sure a lot of females listening would love to see Xander in the nude.
I'd love to see that.
Yeah, I think we all would. Xander, get naked, dude.
Andrew Benintendi, I'm sure would be a very popular one.
Especially because in the ESPN magazine, they show a lot of butt cheeks. So like Benny butt cheeks.
A lot of cheeks.
Would be really good for that.
A lot of cheeks. Xander is not old enough. That's child pornography written all over it. Can't. I mean, did I say Xander?
Yeah, I was like, what? What are you talking about? He is. Man, Dever's not even close. Yeah, he has about 10 years.
Yeah, he's not even close. Imagine Mitch doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll get naked as long as you have some barbecue chicken there.
He's got a meaty ass.
Yes.
Like that photo shoot would just be Quad City and just meaty ass cheeks.
That's a man's ass.
Yeah, it is. You want to see what a man looks like? Get Mitch Moreland to do the body issue.
Get Mitch Moreland to take his pants off. That's a man.
That's what a man looks like.
It's a bunch of boys out there. You want to see a man? It's fucking Mitch Moreland. Man.
That's a man.
Beefy. This comes in from Alan.
Alan is a boy.
Definitely. Yo.
Hey, Alan.
Yo, are the Red Sox grabbing people from the streets and just putting them into the rotation? I don't know who any of these guys are. Yeah, that's good point, Alan. I think that happened in Anaheim. They had like a fan come down and they were like, you want to pitch?
Anaheim.
Like, yeah. In Fanaheim. Yeah. So it was crazy. Anaheim. Comes in from Seth.
Hey, Seth.
It's not Seth Rogen. He says, instead of side boob or under boob, can you guys ask right or left boob from now on?
Yeah.
Go right, go left, right, left.
Yeah. Right, I think left. That's a good question. I mean, I feel like most people go right. I mean, I feel like that's pretty standard to go right.
This has come up a decent amount in like replies and DMs since we had the debate. I'd say 85 to 90% of people say right first. Are right.
Yeah, you got to go. Yeah. Yeah. My right, your left. Got it. Yeah.
Comes in from Nick. Nope. Comes in from Nick. Hey.
You gotta like bite it a little bit, like
hey.
Like,
no, I know.
Like in that, like in between the teeth, but you use it like that.
All right, this comes in from Nick.
Hey, Nick.
Last night, Last night I had sex with a girl.
Oh, Nick.
She wore my Section 10 shirt.
Oh, Nick.
This is where it goes south. I never want to see her again, but how do I get my shirt back? Nick, that's rude.
Aw, Nick.
Nick, you were going so well in the first two lines.
Nick, that's someone's daughter, Nick. That's someone's daughter, Nick.
Nick, that's rude, and I bet
you're
she's
with
great.
Respect, Nick.
Show some respect, Nick.
Yeah. All right. Get that shirt, though.
I think she has earned that shirt.
Ah.
Comes in from Will.
Hey, wait, what?
Will?
Hey, Will.
Is there any bigger high risk, high reward than staying up for a multi extra inning West Coast game? Will, this is a valid question because I know we stayed up for this game and I kept questioning why I'm doing that. Like it's as the game goes along, you kind of catch vibes. I was catching a major loss vibe out of that game that had loss written all over it. But when Mookie hits that home run in the 15th, it's very rewarding. Shout out to everybody that was up on Sox Twitter. Those are some of my favorite Red Sox moments throughout the season. When it's a crazy West Coast game, it goes late. Then the real ones are still up hanging out. That was good.
You should have live IG'd.
Yeah, but I feel like we were both in rough shape. Granted, I posted videos, so like I guess we could have done it.
Yeah, could have done it.
But yes, Will, I think that's a good point.
I was eating salmon.
Same. It's a very high risk, high reward thing to stay up for that because that's a huge loss.
Huge loss if you lose that.
If you lose that, it's 3:30 in the morning. You're like, what am I doing with
but
my
life? It's also a weekend. On a weekday.
Yeah, Friday doesn't matter.
Friday doesn't matter, but if you're sacrificing sleep when you have to get up in the morning, that sucks.
There was one in Seattle a couple of years ago. I want to say the 2017 season that went until about 3:20, and it was like a Tuesday. And those were the real ride or dies. Because, like, a lot of those people had to get up in, like, 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah.
And I respect you guys. This comes in from Katie.
Oh, Katie!
Last one of the day, by the way.
Hold on. Wait, what?
I said last DM of the day.
It's the last DM of the day, but here's the thing about Katie, right? Katie is, Katie's an old flame. Katie and I, we had a bond together that we shared. And just hearing her name just brings back these fond, warm, fuzzy feelings that I just haven't felt in a while, Steve. So if you could, please read Katie's question.
Hey, so I was recently at the Rockies series and my 30-year-old brother-in-law cried when the Rockies lost the second game. Awkward for many reasons. When was the last time you guys cried over a regular season game? Katie, I know you already know this. That's such a rough look. Like the Rockies are the Rockies are not good this year. So what is he doing?
Yeah, you can't cry when the 30? He's 30?
He's 30, and the Rockies are, what, 30 games out of first? Like, come on. Yeah,
that's weird. You can't do that.
If he's crying for that, he's got to cry for a lot of games.
He's got to cry for a lot of things in life.
Yes.
I mean, if...
The Rockies are 29... Yeah, so basically the Rockies are 30 games out of first in the NL West, and this guy's 30, and he's crying about...
There's got to be something else. Like, they got to be, like... Taking like the government's taking his house or something like, and yeah, that was like the final.
He got a bad text. That couldn't have been.
Yeah.
You
don't cry. Regular season loss to the Red Sox when you're 30 games out of first place.
And that wasn't. Well, let me check the schedule real quick. That was. Sox won 7-4, and they won comfortably. It was like 7-2. Come on, man. All right. Yeah, I got no time for this guy at all.
I don't even know if I believe this now.
Yeah, but hey, maybe. You never know. I mean, we've surely read some DMs that are probably not accurate or not true, but that's kind of part of the beast. Emptying the bench real quick. Two things, Jared. First one for you. Justin Verlander throws the no-hitter, third one of his career. Should be a first ballot Hall of Famer. How many first ballot Hall of Famers do you think are in the league right now? I have 4.
First ballot Hall of Famers?
Yes. And I don't mean like Trout would not be a Hall of Famer if, like, right now. Like, numbers-wise.
Yes, numbers, he would.
You think he would?
If he retires today, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. Like, he just passed Derek Jeter in wins above replacement.
Yeah, I suppose. I more just know that they always want you to do, like, full career stats and really pad everything. I'll give you a Trout. But anyway, who else would you have as a first ballot, like, right now?
Trout. Verlander, Kershaw, Miguel Cabrera, Albert Pujols,
That's where my list ends.
For you have all five of those guys?
Yes, because you just convinced me on Trout. So that's five.
That's five guys.
I love five guys.
This is like, will eventually become first ballot Hall of Famers? Or
I think right now.
Like if they retired right now?
Yes, because I think those five, I have four. I guess you could convince me of Trout. Five that would be first ballot. The list ain't long. It really isn't. There's a lot of guys in like kind of no man's land, but that would probably get in, but not first ballot.
Yeah.
Yadi Molina might eventually get in.
Felix Hernandez.
Hernandez, Cano.
Cano ain't getting in.
Yeah, probably not. Well, the steroid thing definitely didn't help him.
That didn't help at all, if you think about it.
Without that, he's like top two or three second baseman of the last decade.
Sabathia.
Yeah. You think so?
Yeah.
Not first ballot.
Maybe not first ballot.
I suppose it also depends like what his class is, but
yeah. Think he'll get in eventually. I don't think he'll be first ballot though.
That'll do it for that. Lastly, this is very important. We are picking a Section 10 listener to come to the Red Sox Yankees game with us on Friday.
We are?
Yes, we are.
What?
Yeah, we talked about this. We have already talked about this.
I don't remember this.
Yeah, it's going to be friggin' awesome. So get excited, Jared, because you're clearly pumped.
What time's the game on Saturday?
I think it's 4.
Oh, we should do Saturday.
All right, we're doing Saturday. We have All the right. Friday or Saturday. So you want to do Saturday?
Yeah.
So Saturday?
Saturday.
All right, we are picking a
list. S-A-U-R-D-A-Y.
All right, yeah, Saturday. So that'll be fun. But we're going to pick somebody. We'll probably tweet it out on Tuesday, retweet that shit, and somebody's going to come to the game with us. So
someone's going to come to the game with us on Saturday?
Yeah, I'm pumped.
That's crazy.
I know.
Who's it going to be?
I don't know. It could be anyone listening right now.
Could be anybody. Could be you.
Yeah.
Could be you listening to this right now. But it could also be your mom. I'm just saying, if she enters, then she's entered.
Yes, if both of you guys enter, it could be you. It definitely could be your mom, too, if you guys both enter.
Yeah, like, if your mom enters, then she's entered to win.
Yes. So she. And I'm not going to lie, she has a good chance.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely not random.
If your mom, you listening right now, if your mom enters, she's got a damn good chance of winning.
She's got a pretty good, she might cut the line.
That'll do it.
I mean, it has to be completely random, because if we just by chance show up to the game with like some smoke show, everyone's gonna be like, wow, some fucking contest, you assholes.
So is this, I always think about this because we did this a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And we did pick someone to come with us, and people were upset that it was a girl, first off. So, like,
this is like 2015.
No, this was 2016. This was A-Rod's last game at Fenway, actually, is what it ended up being. So we'll see. I mean, it's random. So don't save your complaints, because they're going to happen. But also, get your submissions in, which is, I think, just going to be a retweet of a tweet that I post on Tuesday. So get excited about it.
From at Section 10 Pod, which is now verified.
Verified account, yeah.
Verified!
Hey, verify!
Hey, blue check, you blue check motherfucker. That's cool.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Who do you think's gonna win?
Someone's mom.
You really think someone's mom's gonna win?
Yeah.
Would you, if someone's mom ends up being the random draw, are you cool with that?
Yes, absolutely.
You sure?
Yes.
Positive.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, that'll do it.
That's the end of the show?
That's it.
Is there anything else you want to talk about?
No, that'll do it. How do you want to end it? What should we say here?
Sox got to go 5-2.
Sox go 7-0. Sox.
7-0, Sox.
Wouldn't want to cuff you. won the Big Three championship.
What's that?
It's a league of people that aren't in the NBA anymore. And Coley won it.
Coley won it.
Yeah. Got the trophy and everything. Him and Tyler won the championship.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's all about trophies.
The season's over, man. The season's over, man. The season's over, man.
Was that an impression of?
The people in the comments.
The season's over, man.